This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. An elderly man in Brunswick County died Tuesday night after driving around sheriff's office vehicles that were blocking a washout. The 80-year-old drowned when his vehicle was washed away by floodwaters. Flood warnings are in effect for southern Columbus County today as the runoff from this week's tropical system heads downstream. Crusoe, Old Dock, and Nakana residents are being urged to keep an eye on the Waccamaw River. It's currently about a foot above flood stage and has left its banks. Minor flooding is expected in those areas. Acme Delco Riegelwood Fire Rescue reported multiple strandings and rescues on Monday on into Tuesday as the unnamed system brought nearly a foot of rain in the east end. We have a full breakdown from ADR Fire Chief Steve Camlin on our website. NC-211 is still down to one lane in some areas in Brunswick County due to major damage to three bridges. Livingston Chapel and Old Lake Road at Woodyard reopened today. You can visit drivenc.gov for the latest roadway conditions from the Department of Transportation. Residents with storm damage in Columbus County are asked to call Columbus County Emergency Services at 910-640-6610, extension 534. Resources are available for some storm victims here in the county. Although dry conditions are not on anyone's mind right now, the County Board of Commissioners on Monday will discuss possible action to help farmers who were affected by the drought earlier this summer. Commissioners have a full agenda. We have a breakdown of some of the items on our website. The gubernatorial race took a nasty turn today as rumors swirled of efforts to get Mark Robinson to drop out. Robinson said in a video on X that the rumors are false. WRAL said that the state Republican Party is urging Robinson to quit today before the allegations are released in the media. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Chaffron has installed ShotSpotter cameras that are linked to its Flock license plate readers. The new system automatically photographs vehicles in the area if gunfire is detected. The town saved more than $45,000 by purchasing the system from the Flock supplier. Whiteville Police Sergeant Chuck Arnold recently suffered a brain bleed while responding to a call. He is currently in Navant, New Hanover. He will be hospitalized for an extended period of time. El Chafiado Restaurant in Whiteville will donate 20% of all sales to the family tonight. You can also use Venmo or Cash App to donate, or you can drop donations off at the Whiteville Police Department. Speaking of donations, Whiteville firefighters are collecting canned goods, cases of water, dry goods, baby supplies, and toilet items to take to the flood victims in Brunswick County. Now, they hope to be able to deliver a trailer load of supplies first of the week. You can drop your donations off at the Whiteville Fire Department at 120 East Columbus Street in downtown Whiteville. Remember, Friday is the Whiteville FFA Mum Sale. That's going to be at the high school. The sale was postponed due to Monday's weather. National Night Out is coming up September 27th at the Sheriff's Office. There'll be games, free food, tours of emergency and law enforcement vehicles, and much more family fun from 6 till 10 p.m. National Night Out is a program that helps communities connect with law enforcement. Whiteville Police will host their National Night Out event on October 5th. Nakana Pentecostal Holiness Church is going to host revival services September 23rd through the 26th at 7 p.m. each night. Pastor Jerome Bullard of Leland will be the speaker. Nakana PHC is located at 9745 Seven Creeks Highway. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church have moved the night of praise to September 28th at 5:30 p.m. The Ox and Dines will be the special musical guests, and there will be praise teams from four area churches as well. There will be a baked goods auction benefiting the Building Fund for Transformation. The church is located at 6354 10 Feet Wide Highway South. Transformation meets every Sunday starting at 10 a.m. in the Lebanon Fellowship Hall. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.